Good morning, radio listeners, and a very happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year to all of you as we live in great compassion. Will you please join me in God's show as we meet together once again for the first time in this new year? My wish for all is that 2015 will bring you happiness and peace, being embraced by the boundless wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha. May we show our everlasting gratitude to all beings in our effort to live our lives of becoming. Namo Amida Butsu. In the Chinese zodiac system, it is said that this is the year of the sheep. The sheep is a yin energy, a symbol of peace, harmonious coexistence, and tranquility. That is the primary and fundamental mood for this year. Though there may be cries of war and disruption, if any almanac serves us well, war will be averted and a period of mending and compromise will be undertaken to ensure peace is maintained. The sheep is a symbol of the arts. It relates to passive and nurturing times. It will help the healing process with regard to past events caused by individuals who have little respect for the human race or life itself. It will be a year of banding together in faith and in belief that good will prevail and win out over the forces that refuse to comply to a peaceful way of life. For those who entrust in goodness, happiness and success will follow. So the advice of the Chinese sages is, hang on to your sense of humor and let things sizzle out. The nationally known comedian Bill Maher once said, and I am a passive onlooker, I let bygones be bygones. Goodness brings me fortune. I believe in the human race. I understand the meaning of giving. My cup is never empty. I am loyal and just, and in others I trust. I am the sheep. In Reverend Gyome Kubose's book on everyday suchness, he writes in a chapter on the life of becoming that it is a life of becoming in the spiritual world as opposed to the material world, such as it is when a caterpillar becomes a beautiful butterfly, or of when an acorn becomes an oak tree. But the life of becoming is a becoming in the spiritual world. It is a continual revealing of truth in our lives and in all things, in all phases of our lives. This is not in the past or in the future, but here and now, in this present world, fulfilling its purpose, realizing its value and revealing its beauty. It is in this becoming that there is freedom and naturalness, no artificiality. In one of the chapters in his books, he writes a poem by Ryokan, a Buddhist monk and poet, and I quote, Ura o mise, omote o misete, chiru momiji. Translated, it says, showing front, showing back, maple leaves fall. In other words, we should live like a maple leaf as it falls to the ground, showing front and showing back, with no pretense, no falseness. As we live in the truth, we are creating new life within us. This is the Dharma itself, the Buddha's life. This is the true Buddhist life, where truth and happiness are revealed and enjoyed. This life of becoming, living in continual truth, is in the present. In the world of truth, it is only the present. But people tend to live in three worlds, the past, the present, and the future. Even in living in the present, we tend to live in the past, as some of us also live in the future. Such phrases as the good old days or when I was young are familiar phrases often heard. Don't get me wrong. It is fun to think about the good old days and when we were young, as they are part of life, but to be attached to them and forgetting to live in the present brings unhappiness and disharmony. Living in the present is most important. Attachment to the past makes a person stubborn, and attachment to the future may cause disappointment as well. The Buddha taught that all things are constantly changing. The truth of life is becoming in everything. The truth and beauty of nature are in this change. Trees and flowers are beautiful because they change. Budding of the trees and blooming of the flowers in the spring and the falling of the leaves in the fall are examples of change. The entire life of a tree is a life of becoming. Human life is no exception. We must constantly grow individually and as a group. Time never stops. It is a continuous flow. And in this flow is eternity. The Buddha said that in this very transiency, immortality is hidden. In this changing world, or world of becoming, if we refuse to change, there comes a struggle and suffering. We should accept all changes that come so that we can be born anew, so to speak. Each has its own beauty, and each has its place. Every moment is living, and it is a natural life. Living in the truth is living in the Buddha's world, which is naturalness. Shinran Shonin uses the term Jineng Honi, which is to live naturally according to the Dharma. So in life, if we can live in Jineng Honi, we will live a life of naturalness, free of attachment and struggles, and live creatively, giving meaning and value to this life, one that cannot be repeated. So with our life, we should pause to analyze whether we are merely moving about each day or are living a creative life. To live with oneness with the Buddha is to live a creative life, and we live in the Nembutsu. And in the Nembutsu, we see and feel the Buddha everywhere and in everything. Life itself becomes the unfolding of the Buddha. There is a story that I would like to relate to you at this time, a story of a child who wanted to become a monk and wanted so very badly to see the Buddha, eat the banana that he brought as an offering each day. Upon realizing that the statue was not the Buddha, but that the Buddha exists in himself, he was able to live exactly what we are talking about today, and that is a creative life in the Nembutsu. It is a life of respect and humbleness through which the whole world becomes the Buddha's world. Realize that we are truly within the grasp of Amida Buddha's immeasurable light and immeasurable life. Nothing to add, nothing to subtract. Just be present in this, our real and creative life. Namo Amida Butsu is a name we say in gratitude for this unconditional gift that fulfills our deepest human aspiration and a wish for harmony in this year of 2015. We look at Western zodiac signs and the Chinese horoscope with their 12 animal signs, especially in the new year, in the light of its cultural significance and interests. But ultimately, the necessary thing to do is the realization of the oneness of this life with Amida Buddha that is within our hearts. Let the Nembutsu guide us in our lives and guide us to the teachings of the Buddha Dharma. Here is a quote by Reverend T.K. Nakagaki, formerly of the New York Buddhist Church. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Early morning, the sun rises on the first day of the year. Whatever has happened before, I accept it and move forward. Years and years and years, the sun has risen, embraced and encouraged countless people. All the lives on earth have received benefit. Realizing a simple occurrence is a way of enlightenment. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day as we greet the morning sun. Please join me in Gassho once again as I read these words. Blessed with true and real life, this day, today, which never returns, is a precious day to be treasured. Namo Amida Butsu.